So both today's first reading from Sirach and the Gospel, they talk about humility. But I want to spend a few minutes talking about the opposite of humility. We call that pride. And as we are doing this, let's consider the question, what role does pride play in our lives? I mean, the Catechism defines pride as undue self-esteem or self-love, which seeks attention and honor and sets oneself in competition with God. It's one of the seven deadly sins. I mean, from Sirach, we just heard, my child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. Implication being, which of us likes to be around a prideful individual who's always calling attention to themselves? And in the Gospel, Pharisees are at it again. And Jesus is having to chastise them for what really seems to be kind of a habitual sin of pride. So what role does pride play in our lives? Well, as I have shared with you in the past in some other areas of my life, when it comes to pride, I have good days and then I have bad days. I mean, it's said that misery loves company. I mean, so can I find some consolation by being able to say, well, at least I'm not as prideful as the Pharisees? It doesn't work. Because comparing ourselves to others is not an acceptable standard when it comes to relating to God. So I have struggled with the sin of pride. I mean, I have had many successes in my life, both personally and professionally. And there have been times when I felt justified in taking credit for what was accomplished. That's not humility. That's pride. Because I'm not acknowledging that it was through the grace of God and God's love that I had been able to do what had been done. Truth be told, when I first started to pursue the diaconate, I was really doing it for the wrong reasons. I mean, I had some sense that I was being originally drawn to the diaconate with the mindset that God was calling me to be his gift to the diaconate. Okay? A true story. Now, that's motivated by pride. But God, in his mercy, allowed me to become a deacon anyway. And over time, God opened my eyes to the reality that I needed the diaconate more than it needed me. God showed me that he was and continues to use the diaconate in my own salvation. So I have come to learn that for me, the best way to combat the sin of pride is to pray for two things. First is to pray for the grace to see myself and the world around me as God sees. The second then is to pray for the understanding that all of the God-given talents and opportunities that enabled me to have the success that I had were simply loans. That someday I was going to have to give back to God with interest. If we wished to avoid the sin of pride, we need to begin to pray for the grace to see ourselves as God sees us, because he sees us as we truly are. We need to pray to God to reveal our faults and our weaknesses and even our strengths. We need to see our faults because we can't look for a cure for a disease until we acknowledge we're sick. And we need to see our weaknesses because they reveal who we need to turn to, whether it's another person or God himself, to help us overcome them so that those weaknesses don't become stumbling blocks for God's plans. And we need to know our strengths to be able to identify where we might be of most value in supporting the kingdom of God. And as we begin to get to know ourselves, as God knows us, we need to pray for the grace to acknowledge that all that is good has not been given to us to do with as we wish. They are treasures that have been entrusted into our care. And they are treasures that at some point we're going to be held accountable for and how they were used. And if we can really see ourselves and the world around us with God's eyes, and if we can accept our role as stewards of all that God handed us, then pride will not be an issue. I mean, pride might not seem like that great of a sin when you compare it to some of the other things that we can fall victim to. But it's a slippery slope. I mean, Satan's great sin was pride. And look what it got him.